Before Beshwayo can send an impi through the breach, Jim said to Dorian, you must order the batteries to cease firing so as not to endanger his men. Dorian sent his runners out to the gun captains with the order. One after the other, the batteries ceased firing. It took the message longer to reach the three guns on the heights of the bluff, but at last a tense, heavy silence fell over the bay. The only movement was the waving of the feather headdresses of the Beshwayo. The Arab defenders on the parapets looked down on this array, poised so menacingly before their walls, and their desultory musket fire dried up. They stared bleakly upon implacable death. Then, abruptly, a ram's horn trumpet blared out from the walls of the fort. The ranks of black warriors stirred restlessly. Dorian turned his telescope to see a flag waved from the parapets. Surrender, Jim smiled. Beshwayo does not understand that word either. A white flag will not save one of the men inside those walls. Not a surrender, Dorian shut his telescope. I know the man waving that flag. His name is Rahmad. He is one of the Omani admirals, a good sailor and a brave man. He was not able to choose the master he serves. He will not cravenly surrender. He wants to parley. Jim shook his head impatiently. I cannot keep Beshwayo in check much longer. What is there to speak about? I intend to find out, Dorian said. By God, uncle, you cannot trust Zayn al-Din. This might be a trap. Jim is right, father, cried Mansur. Don't give yourself into Zayn's power. I must speak to Rahmad. If there is some small chance that I can end the bloodshed now and save the lives of those wretches trapped within the walls, then I must go with you, said Jim. I also, Mansur stepped up beside him. Dorian's expression softened, and he placed a hand on each of their shoulders. Stay here, both of you. I will need someone to avenge me if things go awry. He dropped his hands and loosened his sword belt. He handed the weapon to Mansur. Keep this for me. Then he looked at Jim. Can you hold your friend Beshwayo and his hunting hounds on a leash for just a little longer? Be quick, uncle. Beshwayo is not famous for his forbearance. I know not how long I can hold him. Jim went with Dorian to where Beshwayo stood at the front of his impis and spoke to him earnestly. At last Beshwayo grunted reluctantly, and Jim told Dorian, Beshwayo agrees to wait until you return. Dorian strode through the ranks of the Beshwayo impis. They opened before him, for those warriors recognized the quality of nobility in him. Dorian's step was measured and stately as he strode towards the walls and stopped within easy pistol shot. He looked up at the figure on the parapet. Speak, Rahmad, he ordered. You remember me? Rahmad sounded amazed. I know you well. I would not have trusted you otherwise. You are a man of honour. Majesty, Rahmad bowed deeply, mighty caliph. If you addressed me thus, why do you fight against me? Rahmad seemed for a moment overcome with shame. Then he raised his head. I speak not only for myself, but for every man within these walls. Dorian raised his hand to stop him. This is strange, Rahmad. You speak for the men? You do not speak for Zayn al-Din? Explain this to me. Mighty al-Salil, Zayn al-Din is... Rahmad seemed to search for the right words. We have requested Zayn al-Din to demonstrate to us and to all the world that he, not you, is indeed the Caliph of Oman. In what way can he prove this? In the traditional manner, when two men have an equal claim to the throne, in the sight of God and before all his array, man to man in single combat, we have requested Zayn al-Din to fight to the death to prove that claim. You propose a duel between us? We have taken an oath of allegiance to Zayn al-Din. We cannot surrender his person to you. We are bound to defend him with our own lives. However, if he were defeated in a traditional duel, we would be released from our vow. Gladly, then, we would become your liege men. Dorian understood their dilemma. They were holding Zayn al-Din prisoner, but they were unable to execute him or hand him over. He must kill Zayn himself in single combat. The alternative would be for him to allow the Beshwayo to slaughter Rahmad and all the Omani. Why should I place myself in such peril? You and Zayn al-Din are in my power. Dorian pointed at the black ranks of Beshwayo. Why should I not send them in to massacre you all here and now?
A lesser man might do that. I know you will not, for you are the son of Sultan Abd Muhammad al-Malik. You will not desecrate our honour or your own.
What you say is true, Rahmad. It is my destiny to unite the kingdom of Oman, not split it asunder. I must take up that destiny with honour. I will fight Zayn al-Din for the caliphate.